Are funnels duplicatable? That is a very good question that I got grilled on as a guest for some gal's podcast. She actually said that they're not duplicatable, and I said that they were. Let's chat about it.
We aren't like other MLMers who have to beg, bug, and chase friends to join a business. And we aren't desperate enough to turn our newsfeed into a billboard just to make a quick buck. In this podcast, you're going to see how real marketers like you and I build a profitable business inside MLM without all the fake it till you make it bullshit. My name is Trey Bear, and you're listening to MLM Misfits Podcast.
All right, my friend. So, I mean, you're no stranger to me talking about funnels, right? I mean, we kind of talk a lot about funnels in this episode and or in this podcast. And obviously, if you've been watching on YouTube, I talk a lot about them there. I mean, you really can't escape it. Funnels are absolutely out there. You can't even scroll by your Facebook newsfeed without seeing an ad. And then where does that ad bring you to? A funnel! Like, funnels are just, I mean, they're all over the place. Something that you just can't get away from. And it's, I love them. I'm obsessed with them because they're just, it's such a beautiful way of selling your product and getting people to reach out to you. And when we bring that over into the network marketing world, I don't know why people think that, you know, okay, it can work for e-com. It can work for selling t-shirts and selling books and selling shakes and for selling memorabilia and for selling literally anything, services, anything. It works for every other business in every other industry, but it won't work for network marketing. Like, do we really think that network marketing is so special that every other business out there, literally every other business out there, can use a funnel and uses funnels, but ours, we can't use them because they're not duplicatable. Like, it's so interesting that as an industry, we tell people, treat it like a business and it'll pay you like a business. But, we got to dumb it down so much that anybody can do this. Like, hey, quick fact check. Not everybody is you know, capable of or has the mindset even to run a fucking business. Not everybody should have run a business. That's just part of the game. And, I mean, if you want to say that network marketing is a business, you should treat it like a business, then why do we got to dumb it down so much? And I get it. Like, the money is made when you can get your person to succeed. Like, I get that. But what if you just went after successful people? What if you didn't have to dumb it down? You just went after people who they have a brand. I don't know. What if you went after people who they had a following? What if you went after people who were already successful? And you positioned your business in a way that it wasn't like a, hey, let's try to make an extra $100 a month. Instead of being like that, being like, hey, look, you're already successful. What if you just added this income stream that aligns with your brand that your followers would love? And here's a funnel system already set up in place that we already have that you can just plug into and start feeding traffic into it and selling your stuff. Like, to me, that's just, if to me, that just makes much more sense. I would rather instead, and like, I get it. Like, not everybody is going to be successful right off the bat. Not everyone is successful, but I would rather go get in front of my target market of people who I'm like, oh my God, could you imagine if you signed this person up? Like, for example, let's think of a very successful person. Like, maybe you guys know Chalene Johnson. Could you imagine signing up Chalene Johnson as a teammate in your downline and watch her just fucking blow it all up? That would be insane, right? So why are we not going after those people? Why are we being taught to, like, go message your family and friends because they already know, like, and trust you. Why don't you go get in front of them? And then good luck, because after you run out of your family and friends, you're going to have to go talk to cold market people that I don't even know. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? It's like, I'm going off topic, but I don't agree with, we need to dumb down this thing so much so that it's so stupid anybody could fucking do it. I don't agree with that. I think You have a business, you have a product, you need to sell it, just like every other business out there. And that's why I believe funnels work, because funnels work for every other business out there. Why are we the only business like, okay, you have to run home parties and hotel meetings. Okay, you got to go mass message everybody or people that you don't even know, and you got to have fake conversations. Why are we the only industry in the industries that are being taught to do this? Why are we the only, like, that's not how other businesses act. Why do we have to act that way? That's a little bit of a rant there. And so are funnels actually duplicatable? I'm going to argue that they are. They 1000% are. And so let's talk about it. So I've been inside network marketing. I've joined a couple different industries, right? First one I was a part of was a health and wellness industry. The second one was a wine industry. And the third one was a health and wellness industry. Those are the only three. And look, I'll be honest with you, I've joined other stuff to help other people out, but it wasn't like building. Like, for example, one of my like third cousins, she has a business in the oil diffusers, whatever they are. And I joined it just to help her. Hit a rank or whatever. I had no intention to build that whatsoever. And I think she had like that for that company, it was like a promo where you get like, I don't know, shit for like a year. I can't remember. But anyways, I didn't build. So like technically, sure, I've built other businesses. I've joined other businesses, but there's only three that I was like, I'm going to build these, right? So the first one was like as soon as I joined, she had like this PDF that you had, and it was basically the onboarding system being like, first thing you're going to do is this, and the second thing you're going to do is this, and the third thing you're going to do is this. So the first thing was like, make a list of everybody that you know. Number two, use these scripts and message them to every them. Number three, post online every single day about the products, right? And it was basically that, okay? And so that was the system. Now, would you say that's duplicatable? Yeah, right? I can plug in and I can message, I can make a list of all those people, I can message them, and I can make posts, right? So boom, duplicatable, right? So that's like the system that they have in place. In fact, let's actually look at the definition of duplicatable. Let's just research this real quick. The definition of duplicatable is being the same as another, consisting of or existing in two corresponding or identical parts or examples, to make double or twofold. Two identical copies. Okay, so duplicate. Yeah. So it's interesting that we say to people, do exactly what I'm doing, or you are not coachable, or that you will never have success in this industry. Because in order to have success in this industry, you got to be coachable and you got to be duplicatable. So do as I do, right? So that's fine. Like for me, I remember when I was doing as they did, what felt weird to me was like I was making these posts that didn't feel genuine. They didn't feel like me. I felt like I was being somebody else. And it's true. I was trying to be duplicatable. I was like, well, if this works for them, then I guess I gotta do exactly that, right? So I did. But like my friends knew that wasn't me. When I was posting, I knew it wasn't me. And it came to the point where I was getting so pissed off at myself because I wasn't feeling genuine and I wasn't feeling like myself, that I started being myself. And what that meant was like I was using cuss words, like my marketing. Like I was using cuss words. I was saying shit that I was like, this is exactly how I feel and I don't care. And I was pushing people away. But man, it was pulling a lot of people towards me. And it was interesting because I wasn't trying to be the cookie cutter person. I was trying to be like, okay, I get it. Like we gotta be marketing. We gotta be, generating leads and all that stuff. But like, I don't want to be so duplicatable that I'm doing exactly that. I'm saying exactly this. Like, that's not how I talk. I don't say, hey, girl, and all that stuff, right? And so I think what you need to follow is the systems, but doesn't mean you need to do exactly a copy of it, right? And so, like, sure, I can be marketing. I can be talking to people, following a formula or a framework, I guess you could say, but it doesn't need to be exact, right? So it's like to the T. And so that was the first system that I guess I plugged into when I was looking for a duplicatable system. Second one that I plugged into was home parties and hotel meetings. And like, I hated that. I think I did like max like three or four in my lifetime in that company. And I just absolutely hated it. And I remember thinking like, I've got to do that. Because what I was doing was all social media, but then like new ownership of the company came in, and I loved the founders of the company and the new ownership that came in. They were great, and I can't say anything bad about them, but they were so stuck in the home parties and hotel meetings is the way. And so I thought, okay, you know, I'm a top leader in this company. If this is their vision of where they see us going, then I'll follow it and I'll do it. And that's what I did a couple of times. And I fucking hated it to the point where I was like, I'm never doing that again. And I stopped doing it. But they said that's duplicatable. But like, I didn't want people in my house. I don't want people in my house. Like, get the hell out of my house. This is where I come to relax and like unwind. And like, I don't want to have to entertain, and I don't want to have to present. I don't want to do that. I don't want to go. And like, they were saying, okay, if you don't want to host them, like you can go to your team's houses and you can do that then. So it's like, okay, so I have to have my team has to be local. What if I have someone across the country? Do I have to go to them and do a presentation for their people now? And so like, not duplicatable in my opinion. I was like, no, I don't want to do that. Right. And there's some people who are like, no, I don't want to send messages. No, I don't want to be spamming all over the people. I don't want to hound my family and friends. People don't want to do that. And so I feel like duplication stops right there. If people are like, I don't want to do this, You can say, but this is how I've had success, but doesn't mean that it's duplicatable. Now, same things when it comes to funnels. There's some people who are like, I don't want to do the funnels. And that's fine. It's the same way as I don't want to do the home parties. That's fine. I don't want to do the messages. That's fine, right? But you do have to find a system, a framework, strategies that are working. Now, what's really, really cool is that I had a gal sign up today, and she said, I want to do funnels. I definitely want to do funnels. I don't want to do the cold messaging. And I was like, cool, my kind of people, right? Which funnels do that. If you go through my funnel, I share with you exactly what I'm doing to build. And if you want to build that way too, it's cool because I don't really get a lot of people who are like, I want to send cold messages or I want to do home parties. I'm like, no, I want to do funnels and I want to do marketing and content creation. That's how I want to do it. If you want to do that way too, cool, apply to join, right? Like that's... those are the type of people that come in. And so when she joined, she was like, okay, do I get funnels? Do I get all this stuff? I'm like, hell yeah. And so what's cool is I have our software called Duplicate. It's ours. You know, we offer it to anybody in network marketing. You can go to duplicate.com and you can go get signed up for a free 14-day trial and check it out. It comes with a free crash course. You can go through it and set this shit up. And we're going to have like challenges and like other courses and stuff like that, so that people who are like, I want to set this stuff up for specifically for my business, like there's a more in-depth way to do it. We go, like I said, we're going to be doing a challenge or a workshop. I'm not sure what we're going to call it, but helping people set this up for their business. But this gal signed up. She's like, okay, do I got all this stuff? I'm like, yep, give me 3 seconds. I log into Duplicate. I copy the funnel that she gets, copied it, boom, right into her account. Automatically with one click and went from into my account on over to her account. Same thing with the email series. Went from my account now into her account. And so in my opinion, like if we look at the definition of duplicate and duplicatable, make double or twofold, to make a copy of, to produce something equal to do over and over again, often needlessly, to become duplicated. My friend, I literally gave them the system. Being like, here's the funnel. Here are the email autoresponders, the campaigns that every day they get the email. This is exactly what they're getting. Boom. That's like, in my opinion, like I'm literally handing over that system to them of being like, look, this is how I sign people on. This is the funnel. When people want to have a product, this is our product funnel. Boom, boom, boom. And here's another idea that I had today, because I was like, it's just so stupid that people aren't using, well, it's stupid to me that people aren't using Duplicate, because you can literally hand over a funnel to your team, email campaign, like you could build it out and then you can hand it over to them. So then they sign up with you, boom, here, they're part of your system. That's over serving and a lot of value, being able to have a system in place and giving that to people when they sign up with you. That's a pretty cool offer, right? But I got thinking about this too. Because, and I'm not pitching on my company or anything like that, but like our company has a bunch of different products. They have non-toxic products, like cleaning supplies. They also have health and fitness stuff. They also have like beauty supplies and all that stuff, collagen, all that crazy stuff. But like, I got thinking about this and I was like, what if I could round up a couple of my leaders who are using funnels and they're using lead magnets. And what if what I could do was we could all create different lead magnets? So, for example, I could create a lead magnet based off of health, like the health and fitness products, right? And then maybe Margaret over there, she can create something based off of the beauty stuff because she's into the beauty and that's like the industry that she wants to tap into. What if another gal is like a non-toxic, crunchy lifestyle? What if she could have like a lead magnet for like that stuff? And what if what we could do is we could all create our lead magnets in Canva. And if you've used Canva before, you can create templates and you can make it so that you can share templates to other people. So for example, if I was doing like a health and wellness lead magnet where it was like a grocery list, well, what if I had the template so it was like, here's the entire grocery list. And then like on the next page, it would be like, if you see like Traber.com at the very bottom, like the bottom of the lead magnets, well, what if I could just make it so it was like, hey, put in your .com right here. So like I could literally hand over lead magnets to my team. I'm like, here, this works like crazy. This is a good one. People love it. Just change my Traber.com to yourname.com. Put in your story a little bit right in here and just customize it to whatever colors you want. Boom, that the lead magnets are basically done for them. And the same thing for health and fitness. I could hand that one over to them. Or if people are like, I want to do the beauty industry. Boom, here's lead magnets that work really well for them. Just change it, customize it to yours. It's already done for you. People love it. Like to me, I'm like, now I'm kind of geeking out being like, holy shit. I'm going to round up my leaders to like put that stuff together, create it and put it into Canva so that we can share it away. And then people who join on, they can just simply within 5 minutes have a lead magnet like done and just customized for themselves. And so completely duplicatable, right? You're literally copying what's already working. Booyah, right? But you can make it so it's your own. You can customize it with whatever colors you want. If you want to have a specific brand color or your .com at the bottom of the pages. Like mine, if you look at through some of my lead magnets, you'll see Traber.com at the very bottom of every one. That's just what I do. And then I also have like my story in there too. People can share it, obviously put in their own story where I have my story, right? And so it's just, to me, I'm like, I laugh when people say funnels aren't duplicatable. Okay. Like I'm like, it's one of those things where it's like, I'm not even going to argue with people anymore. I'm just going to just kind of laugh. And within 5 minutes, I'm going to transfer a funnel, an email campaign series, and now even lead magnets into people's accounts for them within 5 minutes, like within like 10 seconds. And just laugh at people saying they're not duplicatable and watch my, what's funny is, let me look at my messenger. She's like, what did she say? Okay, let's do it. Like she's like within a minute of her messaging me like, hey, we're camera all set up. I'm like, boom, there. All the stuff is set up right in there for the most part. And then I just said, if you go through the training, it'll walk you through the strategy. She goes, okay, let's do it. So I guarantee by the end of today, she'll have her funnel up, her email campaigns up, and she'll be driving traffic through it. And I don't know, maybe I'll update you guys and be like, hey, look, this is what my new rep just did and how she got started. And this is how many customers or whatever she has. Maybe I'll just feed you that information so you guys can like see, holy shit, yeah, their system is duplicatable, right? So anyways, that's my thoughts on that. Like funnels 1,000%. Are duplicatable. Some people think that they're techie, which sure, there's some tech to it. You can make it as techie or as simple as you want. For me, like I've told you guys, simple is always easier. It's just better. So funnels are 1,000% duplicatable because you are copying them into other people's accounts for them. It's beautiful. So I love you. I hope that this has added value to you. I hope that it's opened up your mind at least to like what's possible and at least like what you can offer other people when they join your down. Like I said, Duplicate is a software that, yes, it's our software, like we have it, but we offer it to other network marketers as well. Like think about how you can create a damn good offer that when people join you, you're like, cool, I've got this system in place that's working for me. Obviously they joined and they went through your system, so we already know it works. And you can just hand that over to your teammates as well. Like to me, that's a damn good offer. Sign me up. So I appreciate you. I love you. I'll see you in the next episode. Peace. Hey, thank you so much for listening to this episode of MLM Misfits Podcast. And listen,
It's no secret that MLM is changing. The whole game of network marketing is changing, and for the good. And I don't want you to miss it. So listen, I'm running this live webinar where I'm going to teach you how to recruit rock stars in your downline on autopilot without having to send any prospecting messages and without having to sacrifice your life for menial success. If you want access to that webinar, I want you to go to marketlikeamisfit.com and get your spot registered. I will see you there over at marketlikeamisfit.com. Peace!